Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 166 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome to the show. This week's show, this week's show is not going to happen. We actually are all under the weather. I'm kind of feeling bad, and my voice is really horrible. Charlotte, Lisa, Jimmy, everybody has the illness this week. So, for this week's show, it's not going to be so much us, but maybe some of the other things from Disney that's going to help us get over this cold. So, we're going to start out with a short cartoon from Goofy, talking all about the cold and a couple favorite songs after that. I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
The carrier of the common cold is a tiny virus easily identified by his red nose. Although the virus wins few friends, he influences many people. Sometimes the average man seems to deliberately try to catch cold.
Keith, take that cold out of here.
But boss, look, I don't have a cold. Achoo!
Now look, Keith, a cold is nothing to be sneezed at. Beat it!
Poor Keith, an outcast from society, shunned by a cruel, cold world.
Hello? I feel awful. Where is everybody? Huddy, Clay, Bridget, Mabel's. Dinner in icebox. Deserted!
Deserted by the ones he loves the most in his hour of need. Alone with his misery. A definite change has come over this man. He doesn't even look like himself. The top of his head feels like it's blowing up. He feels awful. But man has always been a fighter.
Hello.
What are you doing home?
I don't feel good.
Am I ever glad to be home? My, what a day.
I'm sick.
Ooh, my feet are just simply killing me. There. That's better.
I've got a cold.
That nosy Mrs. Ripsnoop. Did I ever give her the cold shoulder? She tried to tell me how I should follow suit. I'll bet you'd have enjoyed the game, the second rubber in particular.
I drew the ace, queen, and a beautiful run of hearts. Loveliest hand I've ever filled.
And you know the prize ain't some silly mini thing.
Heaven knows what I'll do with it.
Well. But anyway, George. George, are you listening?
Huh?
I'll bet you haven't heard a single solitary word I've been saying.
Choo!
What on earth's the matter with you?
I got a cold.
A what? Oh, you poor boy. Well, don't stand there like an idiot. Close that window. Bundled up. Get off that cold floor. Jump into bed. Mama's little man don't feel so good. Well, we'll take care of that. We'll break that old cold. Mustn't get chilled. Say ah. No! You look feverish. Probably just getting a cold. Keep covered up. Nice warm mustard plaster, just the thing. Head. Now some nose drops. There. Feel any relief? Kind of woozy? This should do it. Ah, sleeping like a baby.
So, 2 weeks later, Mr. Geef's cold had run its natural course. And once again, Mr. Geef felt like a human being. Mr. Geef was firmly convinced that a cold is nothing to be sneezed at.
Toes. Here's my aid to give a healthy view. When you're lying in your bed with a bubbly, bubbly head, use the time to think of something new. A song, a trick, what keeps your mind off the ick? A joke, a story, make sure it's not too gory. Whatever it is that satisfies your time. So let's snuff and cough our sickly blues away. Treat it like it's just a rainy day. I'm sorry if your tummy's kind of peeved. Imagination's really all you need. When your tummy has an ache, you go, for crying out sakes. The words you say don't even come out right. Throat's got you down, you sound like Scratchy Town. Who needs to talk when you can draw or write? So plan a trip, even with those chapped up lips. Go watch YouTube, you're forgiven if you're rude. whatever it is that satisfies your time. So let's snuff and cough our sickly blues away. Treat it like it's just a rainy day. Sorry if your tummy's kind of peeved. Imagination's really all you need. Wash your hands, make that plan easy to take the stand. No jumps, go to the next man. Wash every single time, even if there's a line. No jumps to the next woman. So let's snuff and cough our sickly blues away. Treat it like it's just a rainy day. Sorry if your tummy's kind of peeved. Imagination's really all you need.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Pour a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a
we'll be right back. do these days?
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.